And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
We regret that the Chinese plane did not get down safe, and we regret the loss of the life of that Chinese pilot. But now we need to move on. We need to bring this to a resolution, and we're using every avenue available to us to talk to the Chinese side to exchange explanations and move on.
The U.S. expression of regret is certainly a step in the right direction to solving this problem. But the stance of the Chinese side is clear. The U.S. must take full responsibility and make a full apology to the Chinese people.
The message to the Chinese is we should not let this incident destabilize relations. Our relationship with China is very important. But they need to realize that it's time for our people to be home.
I urge each and every member of this body to support this bill. It's a modest beginning, and I hope that in the future we can do much more to improve the way we finance campaigns.
This bill is fatally unconstitutional, Mr. President. I hope senators will uphold the oaths they've taken and oppose this unconstitutional bill.
On this vote, the yeas are 59, the nays are 41, and the bill, as amended, is passed.
I asked at the start of this debate for my colleagues to take a risk for America. I will go to my grave deeply grateful for the honor of being part of it.
When fully phased in, repealing the estate tax will directly cost Americans $50 billion each year. It will cost states about $6 billion each year. And all that revenue will be made up in fees and taxes or cuts in services. And who will pay it? Mr. Speaker, very simply, the other 90% of Americans.
To cure the death tax, you got to kill it by ending it once and for all. The only plausible reason for opposing death tax repeal is the unstated ambition to one day restore the death tax in its current aggressive form.
If we adopt the president's budget, and if we enforce it, and if we cut taxes, I believe that America will be richer, freer, and happier 10 years from now and 100 years from now than it will be if we don't.
This is a riverboat gamble. This is betting the farm on a 10-year forecast that has very little chance of ever coming true.